The following content is provided under a Creative Commons license. Your support will help MIT OpenCourseWare continue to offer high-quality educational resources for free. To make a donation or to view additional materials from hundreds of MIT courses, visit MIT OpenCourseWare at ocw.mit.edu.
This is Mike Lee. He's going to hand out his parts, and then what we'll do is we'll do a rough run-through of stuff. We'll look at a couple things that might be tricky, and then we'll do a rough run-through. This is for each piece.
Here comes Bill.
And then we'll you know, try to do a finished take as much as we can. So everybody's got roughly 15 to 20 minutes, so we should be able to handle that in good shape, and then we'll do some of the things I brought, as I said. So it's fast for the beginning, and then it goes to the slower tempo. And is it in the slower tempo most of the rest of the way?
Well, no, this is all still fast.
Oh, but it said halftime.
So it starts at halftime and accelerates to regular time. So it's like you speed up the pattern, but the end result is that you're still.
Right, but what's the quarter note here? 1, 2, 3, 4. Right, so when you say halftime.
So then it's done.
Okay, so let's try this. Let's try this, and I just want to check a couple of things to make sure that we are on the same, literally have the same instructions. Just watch with me as we go through this. So at letter B, it looks like it goes to halftime. Everybody has that marked? Yes, no?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, man.
C is back to tempo 1.
How are you going to do the accelerando?
I'm not sure. Very carefully. I'm going to cue each person individually, play with that for a little while, and then when I give you the cue to the hold, that's the fermata.
So when you cue us, we just play the line.
Right, but interpret freely.
So it's just out of time. It's
right.
Not really an open repeat.
Right.
But
we're treating it as an open repeat, so you're going to play it several times. Is this correct? So you're going to put repeats there. It's going to be an open repeat.
No.
Treat it as an open repeat. F one bar. Treat it as an open repeat. Then I'll give the cue to the fermata. This is the bar before G. G comes back in at the halftime, and then when we get to F, we're back to the original tempo. And when we get to, there's no letter number, but it's about the ninth bar after, it looks like it goes out of time. And you just play freely with what you have, notated, decrescendo. And do you want that gradually to sort of come apart and just kind of deconstruct? So just watch me, and then I'll give you a big cue for the final chord. Is everybody cool on that? So I think we're.
Count us in for 4 into letter H, like
yeah, good point. So I'll give you 2 full bars there. Before letter H, everybody, I'll give 2 full bars.
Under the fermata, right?
Under the fermata or whatever. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, like that. So I think the only way we can do this is just to do it. So there's a couple, 3 bars of 3, but hopefully that won't be too bad. So we'll take it a little relaxed to begin with and then see what happens as we get going. Yeah.
All right, so I have this notation, free solo in time, at a couple of spots each.
Oh, but yeah, that's just during those. So in time meaning, okay, so free solo meaning play whatever the hell you want, and in time meaning come back and hold down.
So the time's still going.
I have 2 beats of solo.
I'll have 3 beats of.
Is my solo 2 beats long?
This is everyone. So it's.
Oh, everyone.
Everyone's in unison in that whole part.
You mean like here?
No, here.
So
right here,
more, okay.
And right here.
The 3-4 bars at H. So you just want us to sort of blather.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
1, 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
G, is that the corral?
Yeah.
Right.
And so the effect at the fermatas is that the brass is pretty much doubling the saxophone section, but then the sax is cut off and the brass is sustained, kind of to simulate a room reverb, even though there's no room reverb, and then the saxes come back in. So like the saxes should cut off, and there should be another hole on the sax's rest and the brass sustained.
Everybody understands that.
Double fermatas on?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So there needs to be shoe holes there instead of just one.
Right.
I can use more bass trombone.
Oh, really?
Oh, you never want to say that.
Don't look at him, it only encourages
me. It's like more cowbell. It's just what you're going to get.
We're a little scared sometimes.
Oh, okay. And at C, so the first time through this kind of like blues progression, it's like a standard 12-bar blues. But the second time through it, there's an added bar at the end. So the trumpet entrance, I think one of you came in early. Okay. But yeah, so each subsequent time, it's a 13-bar phrase instead of a 12-bar phrase. And there's a little piano riff in between each iteration.
While we're there at C, that those little figures that come in, I think we can make more out of it. So it's one, ba, 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 if I'm getting the right one, ba, 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 da. Is that correct, what I just sang? One, two, one, two, three, four.
Thank you.
One, two, one, two, three, four. Very nice, very nice. Any comments from the composer? It's tricky with the rhythmic stuff. If we had a little more time, we could really bring it out, but we're in this situation. But really nice, really nice.
You should know that actually this was easy to play even with that tempo, and that's an accomplishment. Because a lot of people, when they write odd meter things, that they're just plain difficult to play. This actually played itself pretty well.
That's a fine compliment coming from our band, I'll tell you, because we see some odd stuff.